What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, good to be with you, Payne and Pendergast. Could Nico Collins lead the NFL in receiving yards this year? I will point out that, if you recall, when he went out with his injury, it was week 5 last year, and it was the first quarter of the game in week 5. It was a 78-yard touchdown pass, I think, from C.J. Stroud against the Bills, deep bomb, and he pulls his hamstring as he's strolling into the end zone.
Basically won the game for them.
Yeah.
Because you'll recall at the end of the game, Bobby Slowick could not get the play selection right at all.
Yeah.
So it was.
So Nico Collins, and if you recall, he was leading the league in receiving yards when he went on the injured list, and it took the rest of the league 2 weeks to pass him. He was still the leading yard gainer in receiving yards, I think after week 6, after he'd already been on the injured list for a week, if I'm not mistaken. He had four and a quarter games to start a season that, like, we'd never seen before. Nico Collins did. Came back from the injury. Obviously, he came back to a much different offense when he returned because the offensive line had slid into the toilet. Stephon Diggs, by the time Nico came back, Stephon Diggs was gone. So they only got a chance to play really four games and change together, the two of them. So we really never got to see what that truly looked like over a season. And Nico was still great the rest of the year. I mean, not like he was early in the season. The numbers weren't as good, but the offense wasn't as good overall. He did end up with over 1,000 yards last year. Seth, the odds are out on who's going to lead the league in receiving yards this year. And if you want to know where Nico Collins is viewed, at least by the betting community, let me put it this way. I think most people think Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson, former teammates at LSU, by the way, that they're the two best. If you polled everybody, you know, the Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson, a lot of good receivers. Those are the two best. Ja'Marr Chase is plus 450 to lead the league in receiving yards. He led the league last season. That means 4.5 to 1 odds. Justin Jefferson is plus 750 along with Nico Collins. Nico Collins has the same odds as Justin Jefferson to lead the league in receiving yards this year. So he's tied for second on the odds board right now. Honestly, the only thing that doesn't have Nico Collins, two things will torpedo Nico Collins' candidacy to win this bet for you. If you choose to bet on him at 7.5 to 1, an injury to C.J. Stroud or an injury to Nico Collins. I think health with one of those two guys is the only thing that keeps Nico Collins from at least being in this conversation in week 17 and 18.
I guess the other thing, and this would be a positive, is if the Texans become an incredibly diverse offense.
Balance, yeah.
Yeah, and that, I mean, there were times last year where C.J., as young quarterbacks tend to do, sometimes you're trying to wait a little too long to see if it clears with Nico Collins when the pass protection isn't good instead of taking the easy money. So if they get the running backs involved more in the passing game, if the tight ends show up, then statistically it might not be as impressive for Nico Collins, and that would be a good thing. I'm much more worried about team success than Nico Collins being all pro.
That's a great way to frame it. Do we want Nico Collins to lead the league in receiving yards this year?
Yeah. I mean, it's more likely. I'm trying to cover all the bases there. Plenty of really good offenses are both diverse and have a 1,700 yard or a 1,500 yard receiver.
Yeah.
So, I'd love them to, but not at the expense of being a diverse offense.
Yeah.
I want Nico Collins to be all pro with that one condition that it's not because but the Texans end up 7-10.
Yeah.
And they're not a consistently productive offense. That's the one little asterisk I'll put on it.
There have been 9 different guys that have led the league in receiving over the last 9 years. There's not been a repeat receiving yards leader in a long, long time. Andre Johnson might be the last one to do it back-to-back. He did it in 08 and 09. But in the last 9 years, it's been 9 different guys, and none of them are Nico Collins. So there's that. Maybe he's due. Justin Jefferson, yes. Jamar Chase, yes, he led last year. Tyreek Hill, 2023. It's Nico Collins' time, man. He's got to be healthy, though. He's missed at least 3 games every year.
And that's where, you know, Will Anderson is in a little bit of the same boat.
I agree.
In that he hasn't been... It's not like they've been huge injuries or what have you, but when we were going over the pass rusher rankings or the edge rusher rankings yesterday, the one big difference between Trey Hendrickson and Max Crosby compared to Will Anderson is just simply the number of snaps that they played.
Mm-hmm.
So, like that with Will, if he can just figure it out, whatever issues he's had with his ankles, and I told you before, I had kind of chronic ankle sprains for a period in high school and college. And yeah, I just did all the traditional stuff that you do to try to strengthen your ankles. It never ended up being an issue again.
Mm.
So it does happen a lot with younger athletes. Steph Curry's the best example of a guy that had chronically bad ankles, and then he seemed to have done all right.
Became one of the 10 best players in the history of the game. Yeah.
Is he definitively not a bust yet?
Let's take it to the text page. Is Steph Curry good at basketball? 713-572-4610. Oh, real quick, and we'll circle back to this football conversation. We are going to do a 5 Reasons I Hate You for the Rangers, but we are crowdsourcing it today. So be sure to text in now, 713-572-4610. Got to get 5 reasons. I think I've got 5 already, but I'm open to better ones. So if you want to text in, 5 reasons I hate you. And the ones that aren't going to make the cut because they've already been texted in are like, they're in Dallas, or we hate this guy or that guy. Be creative here, man. Think outside the box. Reasons we hate the Texas Rangers. Nico Collins plus 750. No other Texans on the odds board. I guess the closest thing to a Texan storyline would be Stephon Diggs, if you were to thumb down the odds, but he's like 50-1. But there's no Christian Kirk on here. Unlike last year, where I think if you looked at the receiving yard leaders on the odds board early in the year, none of the 3 Texans receivers were near the top of the board, but I think Nico, Tank, and Stephon Diggs were all on the board somewhere.
Well, they were on the board, but it was also, it was one of those dynamics where nobody knew how to handle them in fantasy drafts or anything because, okay, who's going to emerge as the number one guy? I know right now in hindsight, everybody says, I always knew it was going to be Nico. There's pretty healthy debate over whether which guy would end up leading the Texans because of, if Nico's getting doubled, if they're rotating coverage to Nico, then Stephon Diggs might really go off underneath, et cetera, et cetera. This year, it's a lot more clear.
Yeah, that mystery's gone now. You know who the guy is. I was watching Nico Collins' mic'd up video yesterday. It made its way onto my Twitter timeline. It's about 7 minutes long. And he's not great mic'd up in terms of things he says. Like, he doesn't say anything provocative, or he's not a real conversationalist on the field. He's super enthusiastic. You know, a lot of like, like, come on, 7, let's go. But boy, just to watch him, Seth, forget about the mic'd up part. The best part about the mic'd up part for Nico isn't anything he says. It's that you can feel the physicality of his game through the mic. The blocking is more fun to watch than the catches on there.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
The blocking is fun to watch with Nico because he takes pride in the physical element of it. And again, going back to Bobby Slowick and some of the issues that I had as the season went on, it was easy to fixate on the offensive line. But when it came to blocking, It was every position group. It was the backs in pass protection. Ogunbowale is a good pass protector, except the last couple years, he wasn't as good as he should be. And a lot of times, you can go back and deconstruct some of the plays. There was confusion. There was miscommunication. There were times where the offensive tackle and the running back were blocking the same guy, and it's hard to figure out exactly who's at fault there, other than that, man, there was discombobulation in the way that they were operating. Likewise with the wide receivers, a lot of those wide receiver screens that we would get frustrated by, it was a combination of things. It was, one, the predictability, because a lot of times defenses just looked like they had a bead on it, so they were out there immediately. But then you had wide receivers who were supposed to be out there blocking for the receiver and not touching anybody.
Yeah.
Like, so it was mass confusion all over the place. I think getting the best version of Nico Collins as a blocker, that hopefully we see that with Nick Caley.
Yeah.
We won't know until we see this offense this year, but hopefully that's one difference.
The one Nico block, the one thing hearing Nico say on there on the mic'd up that is really funny to me is when he waylaid somebody on a block and the guy's kind of like getting up slowly and Nico's just kind of standing next to him, kind of over and next to him, not like taunting him, but kind of walking over and going, "That's weight room, boy. That's weight room."
Yeah, that's weight room. Right.
That was really good. CBSSports.com has an article on the 25 worst head coaching hires of the 21st century. So of the last 25 years, the 25 worst head coaching hires, the person compiling this is Cody Benjamin. Two Texans hires made the cut, Seth, here in the 20. And keep in mind, the Texans' entire history is in this century. So the Texans made this list twice. I don't think it's going to be a real reach to guess which two hires it was, although I think one is maybe getting a little bit too much shade. And you don't have to go far counting down here. 25, they've got 25. They combine all the Cleveland Browns hires from like Romeo Crennel through Mike Pettine. They put them all in one big one there because it was so bad. Nick Saban is number 24 with the Dolphins. Number 23, David Culley.
Wow.
25. I know.
That's one that with hindsight, that's plummeted down the list.
Yeah.
If the Texans had remained miserable for the last couple of years, that would be up there as one of the pinnacles.
As one and done. Yeah.
This is how it always goes with any kind of reset. Now with hindsight, oh, yes, okay, so he was a bridge coach of some sort.
Yep.
And I would submit that, no, even by bridge coach standards, whatever you're trying to hope to establish or anything, Lovie Smith would have been a good bridge coach hire. David Culley was not. You set your sights far too low. And the thing with David Culley, real quick, because yesterday I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole. I started going over all the people, the national media types, that were so down on the Texans firing David Culley. Because, hey, it's not David Culley's fault that everything is so bad. And in Houston, by and large, we were all saying, and this was across all different races, ethnic groups, and everything. Like, actual Texans fans that watched were saying, like, no, man, that ain't it. Like, we know that, yes, the Texans are a mess, but also David Culley was just that bad.
Yeah.
But it was a moment for all these people to grandstand and act like they were the pinnacles of virtue, and they couldn't believe that poor David Culley was being fired. I went back and I tried to find, like, Damian Woody. Damian Woody was saying shame on the Texans. And I did a bunch of searches, and it's funny. I could not find anywhere in the last 4 years Damian Woody advocating another team hiring David Culley.
Yeah, it's amazing, yeah.
Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
I couldn't find him advocating for another team hiring David Culley.
Right.
Like, all these people that were Mina Kimes or anybody else, just nobody advocating to hire David Culley, and yet it was unbelievable that the Texans had fired David Culley.
It reminds me
of like Quagmire exposing Brian the Dog on Family Guy for being like, oh, you're just such a fraud. You're like, oh, you've got a David Culley flag in your profile, but what have you done to help David Culley?
Yeah.
Fraud.
It's spot on, man. Spot on. Now, number 22, Lovie Smith. Smith deserved better than to go out as a hapless Houston headset, is what Cody Benjamin says. the one-time Chicago Bears leader, took the Windy City all the way to the big stage in 2006. Still, his stint in Houston was almost unfathomable. The Texans took their sweet time searching for a new head coach after axing David Culley, only to promote Smith, another aging assistant, at a time when he'd compiled 7 straight losing seasons as a head coach across his most recent college and NFL jobs. Here's my issue with this reasoning. And I'm not going to say Lovie Smith was a good or bad. Like, does he deserve to be 22 on this list? Sure, I guess. The reasoning behind it that Lovie Smith deserved better than to go out as a hapless Houston headset is the first sentence. And the last sentence, he's pointing out how janky the process was to arrive at hiring a guy who had 7 straight losing seasons in college and the pros. Like, what side of the aisle are you on, Cody Benjamin? Did he deserve better? Or did he ever deserve the job in the first place? You know?
Right. Yeah. Did he deserve? Yeah. He deserved better.
He
than
deserved
that.
Better, but you're telling me he didn't even deserve to get the job. What the hell are you talking about? So,
And again, I have not seen Lovie Smith on the coach, you know, the head coach hot hiring list anywhere else.
No.
It's now Lovie Smith, the process that led to Lovie Smith being hired. This is, people point to that this seemed to be the height of dysfunction for the Texans, because at the time it looked like they were really close to hiring Josh McCown as the head coach. He was one of the finalists in the job. But Brian Flores adds the Texans to the lawsuit in which he was suing the Dolphins, and Lovie Smith gets added to the mix. Yeah, it was a janky process, but it was actually the turnaround, because at that point, and I have zero clue whether this is accurate or not, but it feels to me, and it started with that introduction of Lovie Smith.
Yeah.
It felt like Jack Easterby started to recede into the shadows a little bit. And that everything I know about Lovie Smith is that he's the type of guy that would be able to sniff out how bogus and BS Jack Easterby was.
Yeah.
And within a few months, Jack Easterby was gone. So that's why I think the Lovie Smith hire might have been as bad. You might want to say it's a bad hire in that year, but I think he, as well as others in the organization that I know were a part of getting Jack Easterby gone, was part of getting Jack Easterby gone.
Yeah,
so it was that, for that reason alone, I think that it happened the way it should have.
Well, he didn't cost you anything that year, you know? You weren't going to be good anyways that year. Look, if anything, people at the time that Lovie Smith was still the coach, they felt like they cost him the number one overall pick. And even that turned out okay. You got the number two pick in the draft, and it ended up being C.J. Stroud. I'm just scrolling through the rest of these, Seth. We don't have time to go through all 21 guys that were ahead of the two Texans hires. It's a smattering of college great coaches who were completely overwhelmed as NFL coaches, or a lot of hires where at the time you're like, what are these teams thinking? Or, you know, you got your representation of Bill Belichick, Bill Belichick offshoots, branches, Matt Patricia, number 9 on the list. I'll go through the ones near the top. Jim Tomsula is 6th on this list. That's how bad some of the hires have been in the 21st century. Jim Tomsula, 1-year coach who conveyed zero head coaching energy at all, was
it
number
was
6.
Bad.
It was
as
really
bad as David Culley's introductory press conference was. Man, Tomsula couldn't get out a complete sentence.
Horrible.
It was really bad. That poor guy. He's kind of like, he's in that same David Culley boat.
Yeah.
In that, man, Tomsula is a hell of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
David Culley is a hell of a guy.
Yeah.
But you just thrust him into a situation where it's almost like you put a guy out to lead the charge in a battle that you know is doomed.
Yep.
Let's put the most likable guy out in front to lead the infantry when we know damn sure everybody's going to die. The poor fella.
Nathaniel Hackett, 5 with the Broncos. Josh McDaniels, Broncos stint where they drafted Tim Tebow and traded away Jay Cutler, number 4. Cam Cameron, 3, Dolphins. I don't remember anything about that. Bobby Petrino, 2. We're talking about disgraced college head coaches. And Urban Meyer, number 1 on the list.
Yeah, Urban Meyer, I don't know how to feel about this. Whether it was a win. I guess I should have given myself an F for being intrigued by the Urban Meyer hire, but I still stand by it in that I thought it was going to be boom or bust. It could be kind of like Jimmy Johnson back in the day. Take a guy who's had extreme success in college, but man, that doesn't usually play all that great in the NFL. Nick Saban. Doesn't always play that way in the NFL. Yeah. And I said, oh, I ignore Nick Saban.
Yeah.
I go to Jimmy Johnson. Yes, Urban Meyer will be the Jimmy Johnson.
If you search hard enough, you can definitely find audio of me advocating for the Texans hiring Urban Meyer. I admit it here. Urban Meyer.
It turns out that Urban Meyer was 4,000 times worse than the Nick Saban hire in Miami.
Yes. Yeah, in every way, on and off the field, the whole thing. It was bad. All right, Payne and Pendergast.
Saban was really done in by whichever team doctors said that they shouldn't sign
Drew Brees. Yeah, you're totally right. All right, 713-572-4610. Still need one or two more. Five Reasons I Hate You, Texas Rangers edition, is coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, we left this one up to you guys. The Rangers are coming to town for the next 3 days, so we feel good time to dust off Five Reasons I Hate You. It's a staple during the football season. Every Friday at this time we do it, but this is it's a silver boot, man. It's big. Text the Astros and the Rangers, and they started off tonight, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Daikin Park. So we crowdsource this one. It's all virtually all text messages. I'll give an honorable mention right out of the chute. I'm going to leave the five to the texters, but honorable mention to Seth C. Payne, who said one of his reasons he hates the Rangers is because Nathan Eovaldi might be going to the same clinic doctors as Adolis Garcia.
Eovaldi has never in his career had an ERA on the season lower than 3.3. Yeah. And right now he's somewhere below.
He's half
2.
That. 0. He's 1.62. Yeah. He's literally half that right now.
Yeah. And look, hey, I'm not saying nothing about nothing, but sometimes when a guy has his career season at age 35, sometimes it raises eyebrows a little bit.
Yes.
Sometimes you might wonder, my gosh.
Yep.
Well, what magical elixir did you discover at
this
point in life?
Red flag.
Cheating bastards. Right. So that's what I say.
Honorable mention. Honorable mention to the several texts that said things like, they're in Dallas, isn't that enough? Or they call themselves Texas, even though they're in South Oklahoma. So you guys all get a collective honorable mention. We get it. They're in Dallas, and we hate Dallas.
I do. The fact that they took the state's name for themselves.
A little presumptuous.
It's bogus. Yeah, it's bogus.
A little presumptuous. Yeah. All right, so let's
get to... You know what? Plus, it's kind of insecure. It's not like Dallas Cowboys need to say, hey, we're the Texas Cowboys.
Right.
You know, to try to, you're just kowtowing, like, you're pandering for votes. Meanwhile, the Cowboys are like, it doesn't even matter if we suck. Like,
right.
We call ourselves America's team. The Rangers are like, oh, God, I don't know if we could call ourselves America's team, but we're going to call
ourselves like,
Texas.
I don't know, don't know if we have enough people in Dallas that are going to like us. We better go all of Texas. We got to hit Amarillo and Midland and Odessa and San Antonio.
Pathetic. Texas Rangers. You're embarrassing yourself.
Yep. So those are the honorable mentions. Let's get to the five reasons. Now, these are actually, this is a barrage of reasons. When we put this out there in the 6 o'clock hour, I like to reward the loyal 6 a.m. hour listeners because they're up early. They're doing their thing. Champ Slice is a really loyal listener. He just hit us with a machine gun of reasons. So I'm going to do a collective number five for Champ Slice. Corey Seager has the personality and charisma of a Walmart greeter. You can never tell if Bruce Bochy is drunk or tired. Did you see their parade? Nobody cared that they won the World Series other than the 12 media members that showed up.
I didn't know that. Was the parade really bad?
I don't know. I didn't see it. I wasn't interested. I was apparently as interested as fans of the Rangers were.
So that's a shame.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yep.
They probably claimed it was fake news and everything. Like, no, that was during the setup. And
the one that tickled me is I can never tell if Bruce Bochy is drunk or tired. That's true.
Yeah, I feel like that's charming. Yeah. I have to, you know, and I kind of.
Old guy. Yeah. Number four. Nolan Ryan is remembered more as a Ranger than he is an Astro amongst the baseball community. This is from 9151 on the text page. He's from here. He's an Astro is what the texter says. I'm with you on that one. He's our guy, man. He's our guy.
I think
guy.
The whole thing, too, is, he's had 4 or 5 seasons with the Rangers.
Yeah.
But also, the tough part of that is, and then he was involved with the organization for a long
management.
Time afterwards, obviously.
Yep.
That we stole his son for a brief spell there.
For a bit.
And had Reed handling things. Yeah, that part of it, he spent twice as much time with the Astros, or at least 1.5 times as much with the Astros.
Yeah. So. He's from Alvin. From here.
I have a hard time with that one because, I mean, that was partly because he aligned himself with the Rangers afterwards.
Yeah.
So it gets kind of dicey, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to. If I add into that, then I got to acknowledge that, you know, that Nolan Ryan was part and parcel to it.
This one will get you off the fence that you're straddling right now, Seth. 5819. They wouldn't let us use their stadium after Harvey. We had to go play in Tampa.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Rangers. Way to help out a fellow Texas team. Thanks.
Yeah. You know, here in Houston, Katrina happens, and we basically welcome half the city of New Orleans into our city. And you guys built a wall. You guys were just like, no Houstonians. Whatever the halfway point is between Houston
Madisonville,
and Dallas.
Madisonville, yeah.
Madisonville. Yeah. Nobody passes Madisonville.
Right.
Remember they had the police checkpoint set up and everything?
They did. It was good for Buc-ee's because they kept the Buc-ee's on this side of the wall. And everybody just stopped at Buc-ee's and hung out there all day. That's what I remember.
Yeah.
I remember them building a gigantic wall in Madisonville, and they kept two things on the Houston side of the wall, Buc-ee's and Steve McKinney's McDonald's at that exit right there. Those two things.
Is that a McKinney McDonald's?
Yes. Yeah.
How many does he have?
I don't know.
Right,
I don't
find
know.
Find out how many McDonald's
the
he
snack
has
wrap is back. Text him about the snack wrap.
I'm going to ask him if he's responsible for that.
Yeah. Did he get it? From what I understand, the chicken ones are back, but not the Big Mac snack wrap. I love the Big Mac snack wrap.
We'll see if he answers, and we'll see if he lets me say how many. So, Steve might not want people to know how successful
his business,
he is.
You know,
he's got that everyman quality to him.
He
doesn't want people to know that like what a big shot he is. Yeah.
Oh, McKinney's the best. All right, number two. This is a deep one right here, man. 4060, text this in. The Rangers didn't get former All-Star Josh Hamilton the help that he needed. He had bad substance abuse issues and thus robbed all of us baseball fans of one of the top 10 all-time great careers. That's a deep one right there. Team didn't get a guy the help that he needed. Josh Hamilton.
That's
I had no comment on
no,
that.
No, it wasn't the yeah, there was yeah, and I don't recall correctly. So I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Yeah, they implicated like 29 actual staffers that could have helped them.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Thereabouts. Yeah. Somewhere between 0 and 29.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was somewhere between 0 and 29.
Somewhere between 0 and 29. Yeah. Dude, I remember Josh Hamilton in the home run derby back like the last season that Yankee Stadium existed. Holy crap. Yeah, he was a beast, man. Number one, 5 reasons I hate you. 0270. We're going to take another swipe at Bochy. It takes Bruce Bochy about 12 minutes to walk out to the mound.
That is annoying. That is a little bit. Like, come on, pace of play.
I love that.
Pace of play.
I love that this is the one you're most angry about.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. I feel like, you know what? I feel like that hockey enforcer in the video, that viral video from a couple days ago, where he was upset with the pace of play of the guy who thought his tattoos made him tough. And I'm like, oh, come on, let's move this along, Bochy.
Yep.
All right? What are you trying to savor the moment? Trying to make this dramatic or something? We got a baseball game to play here.
It's that bad, huh? I'd never noticed. It's that bad with Bochy. He walks really slow out to the mound, huh? That's a good reason
like
to hate
he's
him.
Like, it looks like he's like sauntering around his ranch or something.
Yeah.
Either that or he looks like somebody who's a doctor who's about to deliver bad news and he doesn't want to deliver it. So you know what? Speaking of which, do you have any more reasons to hate the
Rangers? That's it, man. Those are the 5.
Here's the clip that I referenced earlier. This is how I feel every time the Astros give me a medical update.
Oh, good.
Specifically, every time I get a Yordan Alvarez update. This is from Arrested Development.
How's my son?
He's going to be all right.
Oh, thank God.
Finally, some good news.
There's no other way to take that.
That's a great attitude. I got to tell you, if I was getting this news, I don't know that I'd take it this well.
But you said he was all right.
Yes, he's lost his left hand, so he's going to be all right.
You son of a bitch! I hate this doctor!
He's a very literal man.
Yes.
That's more the way I would take the news.
That's Dr. Espada.
How's it muscle and stuff?
Sean's cracking up.
Yeah. Well, I've never watched Arrested Development, so I don't know who any of those people are.
Yeah.
The texter texted in a transcript of that line, and it just, in reading it, it just felt like a corny transcript. In listening to it, I'm dying laughing. Like,
that's why I should have stopped you as soon as I heard. Like, as soon as I heard where the text was going.
Oh my God, that was.
No, Sean. No offense to you. Yeah, when professional actors on a hit TV show are doing it, it hits a little bit different.
That
doctor's a recurring character on the show.
Oh my God,
he does. It's always something like that. He's making it sound like somebody. There's one scene where he says we've lost him, and everybody freaks out. They're like, well, can we go see him? And he's like, I guess. I mean, there's nothing to see, really. And they walk in. He had jumped out the window. Like, he had fled the hospital.
I remember.
The person they were worried. So they had literally lost him.
Michael Scott did that one time on The Office where he's like, we've lost so-and-so. And I forget who it was. And they're going, oh, my God. And he's like, yep. He didn't die, and Stanley was the most angry out of all of them. Wow, would you phrase it like that?
What he's are a very you? Literal man.
Was that somebody, was someone saying he's a very literal man? Was that someone explaining on behalf of the doctor?
Like, yeah. No, there's 5 or 6 scenes in the series where that doctor does something like that.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical. I don't know what any of those people look like or whatever. That was hilarious. Yeah.
Steve McKinney, update, now has 26 McDonald's.
He texted you back, huh?
Yeah. He gave me the approval to read it on air.
Okay.
20. He's not that much of an everyman.
Yeah, no kidding. Did you ask him about bringing some snack wraps up to us sometime? That would be nice.
Oh, no, I'll do that. I didn't want to multitask too much in the middle of the segment. Yeah, you know how that goes with me usually.
Get us some snack wraps, by God. All right, Payne and Pendergast. I'm glad we played that audio. Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, up next, we've got, a couple things here, a couple items of interest. We have Take-A-Mania at 9 o'clock. So I believe Joy Taylor is the reigning champion. We haven't done one of these in 2 weeks. But we've got some good contenders here for Take-A-Mania for the worst takes of over the last week. Trying to take down the champ. Next segment, we've got the top 10 tight ends that I believe are now out on ESPN. Did Dalton Schultz get a vote for top 10 from any of the 70 voters on ESPN? We'll do that coming up next. And I also want to remind you that you can text FLOOD to 20357. If you're looking for ways to help the people, the victims, any sort of help that they need there for the devastating floods there up in the Hill Country in Kerr County, we're trying to do what we can to help support. And I know there's a lot of you out there. I've talked to some of you. I've texted with you that are going, hey, what are you guys doing? What are some ways that we can donate? What are some ways that we can help? We figured the best way was to compile all the ways you can help, and then you choose the one that speaks to you the most. If you text FLOOD to 20357, you'll get a text with a link that has a list of all the ways you can help in the flood relief efforts for Kerr County. Credit to our good friend over on Mix 96.5, the great Jesse Watt, who put this together. Text FLOOD, F-L-O-O-D, to 20357. You get a list of all the ways you can help the flood relief efforts in Kerr County. Stay there. Up next, top 10 tight ends. Did Dalton Schultz get a vote? We'll do that coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The irony of Steve McKinney owning 26 McDonald's is he's in fantastic shape.
Right.
The
McKinney brothers in general have done like really well physically for guys, for two former NFL offensive linemen. Seth at one point I know owned CrossFit. Somewhere near
so
College
one owns
Station.
A bunch of McDonald's, the other owns a CrossFit.
Right. Yeah,
we got all the bases covered. Yeah.
Steve McKinney himself, you would never guess it. If you saw Steve McKinney, you'd guess he was an NFL defensive end that slimmed down.
Yeah.
Afterwards, like he's in really good shape. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and it is ironic that but he's done very well with the McDonald's franchise.
He has. Yeah. Yeah.
He was. You know who else did that? I remember I think it was Daryl Talley, because when Daryl Talley was still a player, he knew that he wanted to get into owning McDonald's. So part of McDonald's is really intense. If you want to be an owner, you got to learn how to do everything in the store. Yeah. And like, you got to really know the business. So while he was a player, he was working at a McDonald's in the off season, and people would come to the, drive-through and like feel bad for Daryl Talley. Like they yeah. thought that he must have made some bad financial decisions or something. Or maybe it was a year after he retired, whatever it was. Yeah.
No, he's just going through.
They're like, oh, poor Daryl Talley. Oh boy, he's falling on hard times. Like, no, he's doing a really smart financial thing.
Yeah. Okay. Ain't that poor. yeah.
McDonald's franchises tend not to fail all that often.
So the exactly. ESPN, as we've mentioned once a day over the last several days, is doing their annual series on the top 10 at each position. They've taken votes from 70 executives, coaches, and scouts who each were tasked with ranking the top 10 players in each position group in the NFL. They tabulate the votes, and it spits out a ranking at each position. Thus far, the Texans that have shown up in the rankings for the positions that have been done so far, they're going to finish this up like next week. Quarterbacks coming up next week. Corners coming up next week. Over the weekend are the offensive linemen. I don't think there will be a whole lot to cover with the Texans there when we come back in on Monday, probably. We've seen Joe Mixon be rated ninth among running backs. We have seen Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. Actually, Will Anderson eighth, Danielle Hunter ninth among edge rushers. Yesterday was fun because it was the safeties, and the Texans didn't have any in the top 10, but both their starting safeties got honorable mentions. C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Kalen Bullock was, you know, next five. They were between 11 and 15. And Jalen Petrie even got some votes at safety as well. Those are the Texans that we've seen thus far.
That was fun just because, for one, there's no reason to get disgruntled over C.J. Gardner-Johnson because we don't have a history with him yet. But it was nice to see him on that list. If you're still in Philadelphia, Eagles fans would be saying, look at his interception numbers, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. They'd be PO'd about it. I mean, they wake up PO'd. But with Kalen Bullock, that was a bit of a surprise just because I think I had the perception last year that a lot of people nationally just they could look at the numbers and look at some of the bad plays perhaps where they say, okay, well, he's a rookie with promise. But here we saw the progression that he made through the season and how he improved, and you see the potential for playmaking. Like, he made a bunch of great plays, but he was so close to either interceptions or pass breakups that you can see with just an extra year of experience – a second year or third year guy can make some of those plays, and he was raw coming in. So it was nice to see that.
Real quick, before we get to the tight ends, I'm curious with seeing Kalen Bullock get honorable mention, not just also receiving votes, but he was between 11 and 15 among all the safeties in the NFL. You were dubious that Kamari Lassiter would show up anywhere on the radar at cornerback.
Yeah.
Does Kalen Bullock showing up at safety change your mind that Kamari Lassiter will at least get some votes, if not be maybe honorable mention among
players? Yeah, and I think because he's another one. Lassiter, I think because he wasn't a first-round pick, and with cornerbacks, the physical traits for cornerbacks really, really matter.
Shine.
So a lot
yeah.
people kind of just shove non-first-rounders off to the side when it comes to cornerback. I think that people – because he's playing opposite a cornerback that got so much attention, it was kind of lost in the shuffle. Despite all these stats about the Texans having the lowest passer rating when targeted by against the cornerbacks, all these other the completion percentage, all that stuff, I think the actual executives and scouts and coaches they see that a lot more. So I think Lassiter will show up in this one.
Yeah, I do too. He's top five in some really important stats, you know, in terms of completion percentage, passer rating allowed, things like that.
And he's playing as a rookie, he's playing opposite of an all-pro cornerback in Derek Stingley, which means there's extra pressure on you because they're going to target you.
Yep.
And yeah, Derek Stingley travels with the best receiver a lot, so it's not like Kamari was always, you know, facing the best receiver, but he's going to be targeted, or at least teams are going to try to target him more. And it was in the second half of the season that it really started to show up.
So in the tight end position, there's obviously the top 10. There are 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 7 honorable mentions. And then there are 1, 2. Oh, why are you reloading ESPN right now? It looks like there's 5 also receiving votes. So there's 22 that showed up on the radar. Top 10, 7 honorable mentions, 5 also receiving votes. Do you think Dalton Schultz shows up on this radar?
also receiving votes.
Yeah.
It says say plural, but that's for multiple people.
Yeah.
I think Dalton Schultz got at least one vote.
He is under also receiving. He's the first one listed under also receiving votes of the five.
So he basically, this is the participation ribbon of this, of this exercise.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Dalton Schultz, at this point, I'm comfortable saying, I think he is what he is, which is that when he's part of a good offense, then you can use him. But he's certainly not the straw that stirs the drink. And I think that this year, if the Texans can get the offense back on track, you're going to see a better version of Dalton Schultz. Cade Stover's the intriguing one. And it's not necessarily because of anything I saw last year, because he did some very promising things last year. But it was also in a bad offense, and he's very raw as a tight end. He only played 2 years of tight end in college. I've gotten to the point now, though, where I very much listened to D'Amico Ryans praising players during OTAs in training camp, because he doesn't just put it out there about everybody. He's not one of these coaches that has gushing praise for every one of his players. But if it's Kamari Lassiter or guys like that, he'll just go ahead and say it. And he singled out, both he and I think Nick have singled out Stover. Cade Stover, yeah, this year. I don't know if it's good audio or not for radio, but it's a really cool video. I'll tweet it out later. At that tight end summit that they do every year where a bunch of NFL tight ends get together,
yeah,
there's a little clip of Travis Kelce explaining a couple of the little nuances of his route running. And it's really, really cool to watch, because a common question that people have about the NFL is like, hey, what's the big deal with route running? Like, all right, it's a route, run the route. It shouldn't be there's so much that goes into it.
Yeah.
And with Travis Kelce, it's like what people say is, you know, Travis Kelce isn't nearly as fast as he used to be, but he's so good at the route running and the deception that it's really hard for people to stay attached to him. And you see it, as we saw with the Texans, at the top of the route, he's just got all these little tricks of the trade to get the opening within the timing of the offense. And that's what D'Amico had kind of gushed about with Cade Stover during OTAs, was he's gotten really good at the top of the route.
Yeah.
All those little tricks and all the little nuances of route running to create that separation, it looks like he's developing with that. So that might be one of the – it's not like I can forecast it, because I didn't see anything electric out of him last, yeah, year or anything. I saw some promising things. But I won't be surprised if all of a sudden he's one of the breakout players this year.
Number one – on the list for tight ends, a rookie last year, Brock Bowers, Las Vegas Raiders, voted number one. Highest ranking among highest ranking among the voters, one, lowest ranking, seven. So he's number one. I mean, that's, think about the rookie year he had, and you go, wow, he's number one. He had a great rookie year. You want to contextualize it a little bit. These are the names right behind him: George Kittle, Sam Laporta, Trey McBride. Travis Kelce is five on the list. Now, Travis Kelce is an aging player, still good enough to be five. Mark Andrews, still six, even though he dropped the two-point conversion in the playoff game. TJ Hockenson, seven. I mean, the tight end position is a strong position, and Brock Bowers is number one. You know what, Seth? These last two positions that we've done, we did safeties yesterday, and we did tight ends today. I feel very vindicated in my attempts to be a draft analyst, because as you know, I've had some misses. You know, I mentioned earlier, I wanted Urban Meyer as the Texans head coach. Johnny Manziel, a noteworthy miss of mine back in the day.
Yeah.
But if we go back to the drafts of 2022 and the draft of 2024, my advocation for the Texans was Kyle Hamilton with the 14th pick, or the whatever it was, the 13th pick that they had. I was on a table for that one, not just because he's from Notre Dame. But remember, if you remember last year, I said, the Texans were picking in the 20s last year. I said, boy, before they traded out, they were at like 27. I said, boy, if Brock Bowers starts to slip into the teens or 20s, I would leap up and go get me some Brock Bowers. And now both those guys are number one at their position in the NFL, according to the experts that are supposedly the ones that do this sort of evaluation.
You should be a tight end specialist during draft, the build up to the draft.
Yes. Yes.
You just start calling yourself a tight end specialist.
Of course.
Come up with a catchy nickname or something. You know, like, CJ, I very much approve of ball placement specialist.
Yeah.
I think that's a catchy, like, people hear that and they start believing it whether they've even watched CJ Stroud or not. So, yeah, you could be the tight end prognosticator.
I put
or
tight end specialist in my Twitter bio, the tweets that would get curated to me. Ooh, baby.
Yeah, and also
tight
the
end
whole
specialist.
And there's so much potential for, you know, childish humor with that.
That's
too.
What I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The yeah.
butts sent to me. Yeah. That'd
yeah.
be great. So there you go. Yeah, that's what Dalton Schultz is chasing right now. At least one or more voters out there thought enough of Dalton Schultz, Seth, to make him a top 10 on their list in this exercise.
So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I'd love a. We'll see. I think again. I think that Dalton Schultz, just like what they said as he came out of Dallas, was. Man, he's very productive as long as there's other guys that are the primary threats. He's never going to be a George Kittle or a Gronkowski or a Travis Kelce, but he can be part of a good offense. You just can't expect him to be driving it.
Yep. All right, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. It's time. Take a mania. We haven't done one in 2 weeks. The worst takes of the week, trying to take down the champ from 2 weeks ago, Joy Taylor and her atrocious Caitlin Clark take. We've got four contenders. And we'll run through them coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.